This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Great New York sports day. Are you hanging out to watch the Met game afterward? You know, doing a little watch party?
No, I'm going to go home and watch it.
All right.
Are you hanging? Well, you have to hang anyway. So.
Yeah, I'm going
to
be. I'm not on until I'm on baseball night in New York after game two's, the post game after game two. So it could be a late night for me. I don't know what time that show's going to get on, depending on when these games start. But I'm really looking forward to it. A lot to get to today. BT and I, we're going to watch the game live with you once it starts at 1:10. And we'll just talk about it as we sit here and watch. Looking forward to that. Jets, of course, to react to. And the Knicks. And it's Knicks media day, BT. Jalen Brunson was talking about, what the hell was he talking about? I forgot, Hoff. You told me. I know we had Josh Hart was talking about.
Reflects on Julius Randle, DiVincenzo.
Oh, thank you very much. Here you go.
Yeah. That was definitely tough, but thankful that Julius welcomed me with open arms here. It was crazy, but I'm really thankful for them and their friendships and everything and what they brought to this team. Really thankful I got to get a relationship with Julius, and the memories we made together, it was really fun. Absolutely. And Dante, he was a groomsman at my wedding. That should tell you everything you need to know about our relationship. And love him to death. And, we'll see him soon.
How much do you think that hurts them, BT, losing DiVincenzo?
It's got to hurt.
Meaning the glue guy.
It's got to hurt them. Yeah. I mean, he's in his wedding. I mean, you stand next to somebody at the altar, that says it all, as he said. So, you know, the thing about Randle, too, and I don't want it to devolve into this, but it could if we let it, we won't. But Randle, to me, Randle impacted winning more than Carmelo Anthony did.
100%.
And there's going to be Knick fans that hear that. They're like, what are you? No, it's not. No, it's true.
It's not even close, actually.
Yeah, and I'm not even here to debate that, but that's just me. That's me, you know, trying to just really show the appreciation for Randle, because that is a tough job. The franchise was just broken, and he came in here with a work ethic and a toughness and a skill set that just gave us hope.
The Knicks are not where they are right now without Julius Randle.
Uh-huh.
I know a lot of people have come and gone. You know, as far as fans, you know, we love him. All right, we're tired of him. Get him out of here. Don't sign him. Trade him. Move him. Don't come back. Last year, there was legit debate. We were having it whether it would be beneficial for them to get him back healthy going into the postseason.
I wasn't so sure that it was.
That's what I'm saying. So we were having debate on that, and we weren't alone. A lot of Knicks fans were. So Randle, though, ultimately still is a very, very important figure in Knicks history when you talk about him being there at the beginning of this turnaround, which we hope ends in a championship for the first time since 1973. But I will never forget what Randle brought. Passion. He was a legit all-star.
All-NBA twice.
All-NBA twice.
Yeah.
So I love Julius Randle as a Knick. I still just think there were too many question marks moving forward, which is why I like this trade and understand this trade. But the DiVincenzo part of it, not as impactful on the court as far as his production, but it's kind of gutting that Nova Knicks thought. I know you bring in Bridges.
Yeah, you lose one, you add one.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if it's the same there, but, you know, I don't know if Bridges was in Brunson's wedding. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But Randle really restored He restored the logo, like the Knicks, like the branding of the Knicks was just it was broken.
He took him to the four seed all by himself. All right, one more soundbite on the Knicks. Josh Hart talking about Karl Anthony Towns. I guess he's probably not supposed to do this with the tampering, whatever the hell, because the trade's not official.
Yeah.
Let's listen to Josh Hart talk about the newest member of the Knicks.
I mean, that's always a tough one, obviously, because the NBA is always a business, as you all know. But you know, you form relationships and friendships with guys, and I was with you, you know, here, you know, for what, a year and a half. I was with him in LA, obviously with Dante, you know, in college. So you have good relationships with those guys, and you, you know, hate to see, you know, guys like that go, especially with the caliber of player they are and also the caliber of people that they are. But, you know, like I said, sometimes, you know, the NBA is a tough business. And, you know, Cat's an amazing player, you know, someone who be really good in terms of spacing, knocking down shots, blocking shots, you know, creating attention, creating plays for his teammates. So, you know, it's... You know, you love it and hate it.
Yeah, I mean,
it's honest.
I
appreciate it.
Pretty much summed it up. But you have to, sometimes to get better, it's going to take, you know, something that hurts. You're not just going to go get great players all the time and feel no pain.
Mm-hmm.
At some, you know, some point along the way, remember where we were even a year ago. Think about the reaction to where Knicks fans were upset that they traded R.J. Barrett and Emmanuel quickly.
We weren't.
We weren't. They were. I still don't understand how
you
would be upset at that. Knicks fans love their homegrown guys. Okay, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, and this is a little different because DiVincenzo actually did something in the postseason, unlike the other two guys. And Barrett was whatever. He's okay, but he's always disappointing. DiVincenzo, it hurts because you there was an emotional connection there to a guy that you know, was fiery and passionate.
He looked like one of us.
Yeah.
He acted like to me, I watched Dante DiVincenzo, like, and if I was in the NBA, I feel like I would want to play that way.
Right.
You know, as like as a guard who can jump and who had some style, can shoot. I mean, listen, the hardest
toughness,
thing,
obviously,
absolutely,
that
no doubt. Like, the hardest thing to do, because we do overinflate certain players, particularly when our teams are down. I think that, not that Mattingly was overinflated, because when he was healthy, he was amazing. But part of the reason why I think Mattingly holds such a reverence in the hearts of Yankee fans my age is because we never won during his tenure, right? And that elevates, in a lot of ways, his impact, right? So there's the objective analysis, and then there's the sentimental analysis. The sentimental analysis pertaining to a lesser degree, DiVincenzo and Randall, that I understand that. And that's right. I think that gets in the way of some people objectively analyzing the trade. Because if you objectively analyze the trade, there's no doubt the Knicks are now on the short list to maybe win a championship.
Hey, they got the best player by far.
Yep.
Again, all due respect to Randall and DiVincenzo as a tandem. Like, for what the Knicks are looking for in the fit, you could not find a better fit, legitimately, in the NBA than Karl Anthony Towns.
No. And people need to understand that he's going to play some four when Robinson comes. And I know Mitch is always hurt, and when he comes back, he might get hurt again. But when he comes back, you're going to play Karl Anthony Towns at the four, and he's going to be stretching things. And the guys in the corner, Bridges and OG, and Brunson with the pick and pop. And then suddenly the middle's wide open. Oh, look, there's a lob to Mitchell Robinson. Like, it's just going to be the limits of this offense. Oh, my God.
In that case,
and rebounding and fast breaks and outlets.
If you do have Robinson start at the five, and now, again, that's a long ways away when he comes back healthy, and Towns at the four, Hart would be coming off the bench. That helps your bench tremendously.
Yeah, him and McBride.
Yes.
I know.
They're loaded up, dude. It's going to be a fun season with the Knicks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.